local football this weekend. What a big game. Cowboys and Eagles up in Philly. And so we thought we would eavesdrop on Philadelphia All Sports Radio this morning. The Touchdown Brothers, right in the middle of their show. So let's tune in and see what they're talking about.
Playing, and he's upright, and he's the quarterback, regardless of what team it is. I just have that much confidence in his ability to win football games.
Yeah, that's right.
That's a good point there. All right, Troy, we certainly thank you for joining us once again. Good stuff.
Hey, thanks, guys. Take care.
All right,
we'll see you later, Troy.
That is the overrated Troy Aikman from the Fox Network. used to play for the Cowboys. He was no Ron Jaworski.
No, he was no Jaws. There's no doubt about that.
No,
but, you know,
no,
I think he's seen enough football in other places now that I think he's mended his cowboy ways.
Yeah, I think he has, too.
He's pretty good. You know,
he had some moderate success with the Cowboys.
Yeah, he won a few games.
Troy Aikman, Quincy Carter, all those cowboy QBs kind of run together. For me. All right. That's Troy. Join us every Thursday. All right. Thursday.
Okay. I don't know. You sound like you're saying that weird or something. All right.
No,
yeah. Thanks, Troy.
Right. Thursday.
Appreciate the time.
You're listening to Down and Distance with the Touchdown Brothers. I'm Jimmy Amendola. This man here,
Tony Ragu.
That's right. Together we are the Touchdown Brothers. It's Cowboy Week. We love this week.
Oh, yeah, Dallas. We're getting ready for you up here, man.
Yeah, we sure are. And coming up on the show today, we got T.C. Fleming joining us here in a few minutes to talk about this weekend's matchup. He says he's the number one guy down there on Dallas Sports Radio.
Yeah, I think he does the morning show on the, what do they call that thing, the ticket?
I don't know what it is. It's something like that.
Yeah, something.
So he joins us. Also, don't miss Tony's Corner today. We're going to have two members of the band from the Box Cutters.
Oh,
spare guy and Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah, Billy Bob.
Yeah, he's the actor who played Sling Blade.
That's right. He played, that's right.
I tell you what, he banged Angelina Jolie like 15 ways to Sunday.
All the time, man.
And then, of course, Community Quick Hits. All right, let's break down this game.
Let's go quarterback Sam Bradford. Man, did you see him again in the Falcons game? He's like throwing the ball all over the place.
What?
And
Wait, whoa.
Yeah, said he's
He
was throwing it.
Okay, all right.
What?
I don't know. It sounded weird the way you pronounced it.
What?
I thought you were mispronouncing throwing.
Oh.
For a second, but you said it right.
Yeah, he's throwing the ball all over the place against the Falcons in that second half. I think he's going to light up the Cowboys secondary, and then they've got, what's the guy's name? Tony
Romo.
Romo.
He's so done.
He's got a bad back, and he lets Tiger Woods in his swing.
Tiger Woods.
Man, that's dangerous,
I guess
dude.
Losers attract other losers, huh?
And then at running back, do I need to say any more than DeMarco? DeMarco!
Murray!
He's wearing green now,
I tell
man.
You what, DeMarco. He sucked last year with the Cowboys. He's doing good this year.
He's doing good this year with the Eagles, and you know what? I don't even know who plays running back for the Cowboys anymore.
Nah, they don't even know. I think it's one of Jerry's kids.
What, like Steven? They run him out there?
No, I think it's Charlotte.
Oh, Charlotte.
Yeah, she's
okay,
the only good thing ever come
from
that
guy. All right with
guy.
Me. I like to see her in football pants. And then the coach. They got Garrett. I am a robot. I am Jason Garrett. The process. It's all about the process. Hey, process this.
Process right on this.
Yeah. And then we got Chip Kelly, the most intelligent coach in the history of the game. He's reinvented this game of football.
Not even close. He's so smart.
He is smart. I bet he like blindfolds himself on Sunday just to make it fair. It's Garrett. You know? They're going to kill him by probably like 3 touchdowns or something.
Like how many touchdowns?
Like 3.
God, it sounded weird the way you said that, like you mispronounced it or something.
How did I mispronounce it?
Say it again.
I said the Cowboys are going to get beat by 3 touchdowns.
All right, I guess you did say it right.
Do you think I was on the precipice of saying something wrong?
The what?
The precipice.
There's no way that's a worry.
I think it is.
There is no way that's a void. Okay, let's go to the phones here. Let's go to Sal in South Philly. You're on with the Touchdown Brothers.
Hey, hold on just a minute. I'll be there in a minute. I'm about to go on the radio. Yeah,
what's going on?
Sounds distracted. Hey, Sal, you're on the air right now, buddy.
I'm sorry, guys. I apologize. My mother
She's all over my case. She wants me to take out the trash and stuff.
Oh, I tell you, man. You need
don't
to
take that off, mother.
Yeah, quit says, sweating you.
Yeah.
Yeah, she says, you're 37, Sal. You're unemployed and you're a virgin. You've got to get your life together. Hey, mother, quit sweating me.
Yeah, that's right. You tell her.
Tell her it's Dallas week, man. You don't have time for that.
She's being a bee.
Really love you two's guys show, you know?
We love you too, Sal. We really like when you call up, man. We really like it.
And I love it that Jews twos have the courage to compare Sam Bradford and Tony Homo.
Oh! Yeah.
Well, here's a comparison for yous. Sam Bradford won a Heisman. Tony Homo won the Kreisman, because he's always crying.
Oh, he's crying!
Nailed
and he went to Eastern Illinois or someplace. Oh, great call.
Hey, thank you so
much. He's crying about the Cowboys losing.
Yeah. That's right, Sal.
Oh, I love it. I love
it.
That's Sal from South Philly. All right, we're up against it here. Coming up next, should you loan a friend some money?
What are you saying?
I don't know. But it's the topic circle next.
I think they're stealing a lot of our topics.
Yeah, it sure does sound like it. I feel like they're doing all sorts of stealing from us. All right, 848 on the ticket.